This is Scott Fratcher at the We Wish We Could Be There birthday party for Sweet 16 Radio for Peace International. So come along with me and take a listen to the voices and the people that support and wish Radio for Peace International a happy Sweet 16.
Hi, this is the Sailing Vessel Sweet Luxury, and we want to wish you a happy birthday, Radio for Peace.
Happy birthday, Radio for Peace, Sailing Vessel Nine of Cups.
Happy birthday, Radio for Peace. This is Eileen from Boadicea.
Bon anniversaire à la Radio pour la Paix.
Happy birthday, Radio for Peace International, from the Sailing Vessel Linda Lee. You make our mornings interesting.
Happy birthday, Radio for Peace.
Happy birthday, RFPI.
Happy birthday to Radio for Peace. Our source for alternative news in Panama City that doesn't have any alternative news.
Herzlichen Glückwunsch für das Radio International für den Frieden. Frieden heute, Frieden für morgen.
That's good. Hi, my name's April Armstrong with the Redwood Peace and Justice Center in Arcata, California, and we support Radio for Peace International, broadcasting the people's voice out of Costa Rica.
This is Conrad Samara from the San Francisco Mime Troupe, and we support Radio for Peace International.
This is Michael Sullivan, director of the San Francisco Mime Troupe, and we support Radio for Peace International.
Hi, my name is Michael Carrera with the San Francisco Mime Troupe, and we support Radio for Peace International.
Hi, this is Ed Holmes of the San Francisco Mime Troupe, and we support Radio for Peace International.
This is Tim Desmond, the Seedball Guy, and you're listening to Radio for Peace in Costa Rica.
Happy birthday, Radio for Peace. We are listening here in Panama because we are so limited in good information, and what we're going to get is, in fact, disinformation. That's why it's so important, you know, that we have an international station, what gives us, you know, always the right message. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Radio for Peace. Our source for alternative news in Panama City that doesn't have any alternative news.
Hi, my name is John Schaefer. I'm the president and founder of Real Goods and of the Solar Living Institute. I'm a great supporter of Radio for Peace International and the Global Community Forum.
Hi, I'm Teresa from Pacific Paradise in Humboldt County. We support Radio for Peace International, the people's voice.
Hi, my name is Larry Freed. And I'm the producer of the Eco-Drama Playwrights Festival, otherwise known as Earth Matters on Stage. And we support Radio for Peace International.
This is Julia Butterfly Hill with listener-supported Radio for Peace International, your global community forum.
I'm Jim Farrell, and I'm a student and a critic of the Three Gorges Dam project that's being built by the People's Republic of China on the Yangtze River. And I support Radio for Peace International.
This is Jim Hightower. You're listening to Radio for Peace International, broadcasting from Costa Rica, bringing you the world from the people's perspective.
This is Rick Cullen, president of RV Power Products, and we listen to Radio for Peace International.
Hi, this is Kirk Hamilton from Prescription 2000. We are a completely vegetarian vitamin company, and we support Radio for Peace International, broadcasting from Costa Rica.
Hi, this is David Bergeron from Sundancer Solar Refrigerators. We're friends of Radio for Peace International, broadcasting from Costa Rica.
War is not a video game! Fox News is shooting shit! War is not a video game! Fox News is shooting.
Well, I listen to Radio for Peace International because that's the only place that you can get real news about things that matter. I mean, what matters in our world is privatization, globalization, World Trade Organization, International Monetary Fund. Those are the Homeland Security. These are the issues that really matter. I mean, I don't care about Monica's dress size or the O.J. Simpson trial or any of that. In fact, just to give you a case in point, a few days ago, the WTO talks in Cancun, Mexico, and Radio for Peace International covered that. They covered it straight through from start to finish. They brought us news daily of what was happening in Cancun. And when it was all over, I picked up the Miami Herald, and I looked through there trying to find a little bit more information, and they didn't even cover it. They pretended like the World Trade Organization, what, didn't exist, wasn't an issue, that no talks ever actually happened in Cancun, and that's the perception that I would have if that's where I got my news. But instead, I have Radio for Peace International. That's why I listen to Radio for Peace International.
Hi, my name is Jim Bennett from KPFA in Berkeley, and I'm a supporter of Radio for Peace International, which is the progressive voice on shortwave.
Hi, this is Larry Bensky from Sunday Salon at radio station KPFA in Berkeley, California. I support Radio for Peace International.
Hi, I'm Gus Newport of radio station KPFA FM, and I'm a supporter, listener, friend of Radio for Peace International, the people's voice.
Hi, this is Frieda Worden from WINGS, Women's International News Gathering Service. I enjoy Radio for Peace International on shortwave and internet.
This is Robert Mueller, a former Assistant Secretary General at the United Nations, who was the co-founder of the University for Peace in Costa Rica. I got the matters through the General Assembly of the United Nations, and when it began, I was the first provisional chancellor of the university, and I'm very happy to say that I always loved the International Radio for Peace. My dream has always been that the University for Peace, the Earth Center, the Earth Council, and the International Radio for Peace together on the sacred mountain Mount Rasur above Ciudad Colón would someday be the new Athens of the world. I remember that when I presided over the inauguration of the first big antenna, the vice president of Costa Rica, after I have said that this was the place where dreams were materializing, he said to me, "You have forgotten the most important dream, the dream of Rasur, the god of the indigenous children, who appeared to the children here on these grounds and said that from this place someday a civilization of peace will extend to the entire world." So I am now retired, but remain the Chancellor Emeritus of the university, and my heart is totally with the university, with the Earth Council, with the Radio for Peace, and with the sacred mountain on which they are located.
Okay, this is Happy Birthday, Radio for Peace.
Hey, happy birthday, Radio for Peace. I love your programming. Keep up the good work.
Happy birthday, Radio for Peace. All right, from Tom Ray.
Happy birthday, Radio for Peace International. We sure enjoy listening to your program on our ham radio, on our lonely little sailboat.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Radio for Peace.
You are listening to listener-supported Radio for Peace International.
Hi, I'm Bob Banner, publisher of Hope Dance Magazine, Radical Solutions Inspiring Hope, and we support Radio for Peace International Global Community Forum.
Hi, this is Brian Welch, publisher of Mother Earth News, and I'd like to say that we think the work that Radio for Peace is doing is terrific. We're glad to have them on our airwaves.
Hey, my name is Shannon. I'm the founder and formulator for Grateful Body, and I am an avid supporter of Radio for Peace International. And they're out of Costa Rica, by the way.
Hi, this is Debbie Mitels. I'm the outreach director for the Foundation for Global Community in Palo Alto, California, and I support the work of the Radio for Peace International. They are the Global Community Forum, broadcasting from Costa Rica.
This is Michael Bedar, producer and director of Bailagua and Eco Parque, and I support the work of Radio for Peace International, broadcasting from Costa Rica.
This is Jim Page, and you are listening to Radio for Peace International from Costa Rica.
My name is Remedy, and I sat in an ancient redwood tree for 1 year without touching the ground, and I support Radio for Peace International, the voice of the people from Costa Rica.
Hi, this is Diana Christian. I'm the editor of Communities Magazine in the United States, and I'm the author of Creating a Life Together, Practical Tools to Grow Eco-Villages and Intentional Communities. And I support Radio for Peace, broadcasting from Costa Rica.
Hi, this is Betty Biodiesel, and you're tuned to listener-supported Radio for Peace International, your global community forum.
Happy birthday, Radio for Peace International, from the sailing vessel Linda Lee. You make my mornings interesting.
Happy birthday, Radio for Peace.
Happy birthday, RFPI.
Hi, this is Starhawk, and I'm hoping that you'll listen to this and really support Radio for Peace International. It's completely listener-supported, and it's our global community forum.
My name's Wolverine, and I've been in the trees for like 9 or 10 months, and I support Radio for Peace International.
Thank you for coming along and joining us on the We Wish We Could Be There birthday party for Radio for Peace International. But thanks for listening and thanks for being with us. And you can always reach us at www.rfpi.org. www.rfpi.org. And happy birthday, Radio for Peace International.